Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous, here for another BGI series, short for Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. In this cast, I'm going to discuss about the About settings. This can be found under Apple Settings, so once you find your settings, double tap on that, and you're going to keep swiping to the right until you get to something called General, and go ahead and double tap on General. And the first thing you're going to swipe after you get to the General heading, you will find something called
About.
This is, it contains quite a few information that may be important to you for future things and future knowledge. I'm going to show you some pretty cool things in here and some things you would find useful and some things you will have in the back of your mind where you can find certain things, okay? So let me show you what kind of important information is within the About. Okay, so I double tap on About.
General. Back button.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
About. Heading.
And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Name. And make you success.
Okay. The first thing that's really cool in here that you can change is your name of your device. So as you just heard, it says iMickey Success. That is the name of my device, is iMickey Success. Yes, I am a huge Mickey Mouse fan, and so everything I have own is a Mickey name to it. So even when I had an iPhone 5, I called it an iMickey 5, and I think I had an iPhone 4, which I called an iMickey 4. So with my Success, it is iMickey Success. So if you would like to change the name of your device, you just double tap on this item. It's an edit field. And you'll bring up a keyboard and you can rename your device. This is pretty useful for if you use a personal hotspot and you want to give internet connectivity to some other device, your device name will appear. So when you look for your device in the Wi-Fi area, you will find iMickey Success if I were to turn this on a personal hotspot. So this is why you would turn and change this name. Also, when you hook this up to your iTunes on your computer, that device will show up as iMickey Success or whatever you have not that you change it to. So that's the first thing I found very useful. I like changing the name of my device. Now, there are a few other information here I want to show you that is kind of pretty cool. A lot of these things I don't understand, and I don't think I need to know. There's a lot of technical stuff, but a few I will point out that you probably want to make aware of so you would know in the future. So as I swipe to the right.
Network. Sprint Wi-Fi.
Obviously, whatever network carrier that you're using, my network carrier here is Sprint, so obviously the network is going to be Sprint. If you're using AT&T or T-Mobile, those things will show up as there, so you can see what carrier that you're using. I suppose if you have somebody else's phone and you want to see what carrier they're using, you can do that.
Songs, 17.
Now, this is a neat thing. This kind of gives you like an overview of what's on your device. So right now, I have 17 songs that are downloaded on this device. So it tells me how many things I have downloaded. So I have 17 songs.
Videos, 0.
I don't have any videos, so it's 0.
Photos, 0.
I have no photos. It also shows 0.
Applications, 63.
So I have a total whopping of 63 applications on my device. Believe it or not, I used to have way over 100 and 200. I just trimmed it down quite a bit. So anyway, nonetheless, it's kind of a useless fact. I have 63 apps on my device.
Capacity, 11.8 gigabytes.
Now, this is going to be useful if you want to know the capacity that you have on your device. So this demonstration I'm using on a 16 gig model. This, obviously, the OS, the iOS operating system is taking a majority of that. So really, your free space after your iOS, you have 11 gigs. So that's my total gig that I have total after the OS is deducted. Now, once below this, to the swipe to the right.
Available, 6.3 gigabytes.
This tells me what I have available. So you can see what is available. So I have 6.3 gig available.
Version 9.2 carrier, Sprint 23.1.
And as you heard, I just swiped to the version. That is a version of your iOS, so in this demonstration is 9.2. If you let it read out, it'll tell you 9.2 along with the build number. So if you want to see exactly which iOS version that you have and build number, you can go in there and listen to it. It will tell you those information.
First carrier, Sprint 23.1.
Okay, so again, the carrier is my carrier. This is Sprint. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Mud MKT72LL/A.
Even though I didn't say that very nicely, that is your model. That is kind of important thing to put down, so that way you know exactly what model device you have. So if somebody ever needs to know what kind of iPhone model, you know, yes, I have a 6S, but they want to know what model it is. So you'll be able to tell them the model. The model is right here. That's very useful. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Serial number, F18QL6B5.
That is also something you want to write down. I always tell people to write down your serial number. Very crucial, because if your phone has ever been lost or stolen, if you file a police report, they're going to want to know your serial number of your device till you can report it as lost. Also, when you want to report it to Apple, they'll also need to know your serial number. So that is not a bad idea to get and write down and store it away somewhere else on a thumb drive or on your computer, so you know what the serial number of your phone or your device. Okay?
Wi-Fi address 387.
The Wi-Fi address, this will basically give you, you know, every device has a unique Wi-Fi address, what they call a MAC address. Not so much the IP address, but the MAC address. So that is maybe technical for some people. That is your MAC address. Every device that hooks up to your Wi-Fi has a unique MAC that can't be changed. So that is your unique MAC address for this device.
Bluetooth. 3, 8, 7.
Same thing for Bluetooth. Every Bluetooth has an address that is unique to that phone device.
IMEI. 3, 5.
I don't know what that is, but there's one more down here.
ICCID. 89,011.
ICID. Now, I believe, somebody could correct me, but I believe that's your SIM card number. And if that's the case, that is really important for some people that want to know the SIM card number. That is your long identifier number. A lot of people, if you do not deal with your SIM card and put new ones in and out, just depending on where you live, some places in certain countries you have to change out your SIM cards, and it really depends on the SIM card's numbers that you have the right ones in there or not. Also, that's identification for your carrier to know what SIM card number that you have that's installed on your device. And it's also something you want to store away safely and along with your serial number. You never know when you need it until you really need it. Now, the rest of the things in here, I don't find very useful at all. This is when it gets kind of over my head. You can do a lot of researching yourself if you want to, but I'll just kind of swipe through here casually so you can hear some of the things.
Speed 3554, modem firmware 1.23.0, side button.
It's your SCID, which is your, I believe it's your, Touch ID encryption. I think it's called Security Encryption ID. Every encryption has its own unique identifier.
Legal button.
And then, of course, you got your legal blurb from Apple about privacy and legal stuff, I suppose. And I believe that's it.
Trust Store. 20150.
Those are that's your trust certificate. So your certificate that you have on this device is you have a trusted certificate. More technical stuff.
Learn more about trusted certificates. Link. Learn more about trusted certificates.
And that is pretty much about the about, and I thought that would be very useful to understand about the about, how you can change the device name, and the numerous of things you probably want to write down. All right. Well, that's going to do for the BGI series on the about settings. Until my next BGI series, I'll see you then. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.